As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Welcome into the latest edition of Hear That Podcast. Growlin' Paul Ehner Jr. of The Athletic here with you on the walkout. It's 1 a.m. Yeah, it's 1 a.m. here in Jacksonville on a night where the Cincinnati Bengals in overtime beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 34-31. Technically, that's how that game will go down in the record books. Bengals 34, Jags 31. In Bengals lore, it will go down as the Jake Browning game. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's hard to put into words what we witnessed on Monday night in Jacksonville in a game that had absolutely everything. You had plays by both teams, insane multiple trick plays turned into disasters, dropped interceptions, bobbled passes, deep passes. Jamar Chase said he wanted to be evil tonight and he was disrespecting the other team. You had a missed field goal. You had everything. We can get to all that. But most importantly, you had Jake Browning going 32 of 37 for 354 yards with a touchdown throwing, a touchdown running where he had two rushes for 22 yards, no turnovers, a passer rating of 115.5. Peyton Manning on the Manning cast said Jake Browning looks like Kenny Anderson out there. And he wasn't wrong. He did. He hits Jamar Chase one-on-one on a perfect ball for a 76-yard touchdown pass. He converts fourth downs. He converts third downs. He rolls out. He went through his progressions. He hit second reads. He pushed the ball down the field. He threw a deep bench routes. He had the go ball. There was nothing that you didn't see from Jake Browning tonight. And you know, a week after, we spent a lot of time talking about his performance on third down being so poor and him talking about, you know, learning a lot from that. The staff learned a lot about Jake Browning in his first professional start against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that, you know, it was his first time being in a live pocket in a while. And that showed. And just going through the full week again and having a chance to learn from that and feel like he was in a better spot coming into this one. There was a lot of confidence from him, which there has been since day one. But it was those third downs were so bad. He goes 10 of 12 for 149 yards and a touchdown on third and fourth down tonight. I mean, it is a stunning performance. And Ja'Marr Chase has 11 for 149 in the touchdown. He goes over 1,000 yards for the season. They get the running game going. They sprinkle Chase Brown in. Chase Brown with 9 carries for 61 yards. Joe Mixon, 19 for 68 and 2 touchdowns. I mean, it was hard. I went around afterwards in the locker room. Ja'Marr Chase calls QB1 material was his line. Ted Karras called him downtown Jake Brown, to which Jake Browning announced very loudly he really hopes that doesn't stick, does not like it, which is all the more reason that it should stick. Just call him the man tonight. You know, he's waited forever for an opportunity just to have a chance. And it felt in week one that he wasn't ready for it. You know, if you look at his play, you're like, oh, maybe he's, yeah, maybe it's just not, he's not that guy, right? And then he comes out and does this. He just made himself so much money. Did it on Monday Night Football in a big spot against a good Jaguars team. That kind of a performance that keeps you around this league for years. Years. And Bengals fans won't forget it. And guess what? Bengals players won't forget it. You could see, you know, I think they're obviously a confident group, but it is human nature. We've talked about this since day one with this team. And what's the Burrow era has been the belief. It's been in the past, they waited for the other shoe to drop, and now they wait for Joe Burrow to come out of the tunnel. That's defined the Burrow era, the belief that follows it from fans, from the front office, from players, from teammates. It pushes them to think that no matter what, they know that they've got a chance because they have that guy. I said it pregame. This stadium was bumping. It was, the introductions were going on. It was loud, their first Monday Night Football game here in forever. They were super stoked for it. I mean, it was an intense environment pregame. And I said, man, this is when you really miss Joe Burrow, because as a team, there's a lot of teams that type of stuff is, you're in a big environment. You know it immediately. And it can shake people a little bit. But when you have Burrow, you can't wait to go out there and do it. When you don't know what you got, it's a little different thing in the back of your head. And I felt like you could feel after Browning goes out there and is just ripping it, particularly the third and fourth drive of the game. After those first two, you know, they're moving the ball well, but they had the first trick play debacle that really set them back. And then they miss a field goal. But they were moving the ball. And then all of a sudden, it went from throwing the short underneath stuff to pushing it downfield. And he's making every throw. And he has an unbelievable drive to get their first touchdown. It's like, whoa. And then the second one after that, they come out. So you could feel the team sort of believing right around them. And it all started working for him. What a night for Jake Browning. And with it, with that belief, is a wide open, unbelievably, AFC playoff picture. The Bengals are 6-6 now after this one. And, you know, when you look around the AFC, I mean, it's all jumbled up. They're one game behind Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Indianapolis, who are all 7-5. What do those three teams all have in common? All on the Bengals schedule, Indianapolis next week, with their own backup quarterback starting. Then they play Minnesota after that, with their backup quarterback starting. And then Pittsburgh could potentially have their backup quarterback starting. We don't know what's going on with Kenny Pickett. Cleveland with their back, Joe Flacco. I mean, and then you got all this jumbled mess at 6-6. Houston's at 7-5. Denver's at 6-6. Bengals, Bills. I mean, they're interesting. They're not going to win the Super Bowl. But if Jake Browning can play any semblance of that level going forward, they're interesting. They're a factor. Or as Ted Karras said, we're in the hunt right there on the graphic. Moving up. You want to be right there. And they are. I mean, this was the one where the season would have ended tonight, right? They go to 5-7. I mean, but now, heck, the offense looks like it can do something. The defense is still kind of what it's been. They had some moments tonight, and they were better against the run against a team that's not super interested in running it. But they were good enough when they had to be. They made enough plays and got the holding call there too, which was a hold, but they got it. And it could have gone either way. They didn't make every play, but they made enough. And they're interesting. They're in the mix. What a night. What an unbelievable night.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know, afterwards in the locker room, obviously everyone sort of, the party was on. You know, this team was on a 3-game losing streak, had lost their quarterback in the process, been taking slings and arrows from anyone, anywhere with a microphone or internet with a good Wi-Fi, right? And the party was on immediately, and understandably so. They were exhausted as they take the overnight flight back home, but you could sense, you know, the just sense of it meaning something. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for them to get back on this track, and it feels relevant now again, you know, and there's plenty of hope to go there. There's a few things to dive into specifically in this game, but it always comes back to, and then Jake Browning made a play, right? I mean, it seemed like every third down, you know, what, third and longs, he would find a way to make a play. And then after all the plays that he made, 4th and 3 down there near the goal line, goes through his progression and ends up finding Ja'Marr Chase. That had happened before. You did that on a 3rd down to Tyler Boyd, going through the progression, giving guys a chance, not panicking back there, understanding when he's under pressure, getting out and running. He has the long run. That was a big play in this game too. And, you know, getting out in the pocket, you know, he had a naked where he had a guy right in his face and he throws it on a kind of a side angle there to Wilcox to get, I mean, plays like that, God, they were just happening on repeat. It wasn't like automatic checkdowns here. I mean, 354 yards. Of course, you knew Jay was going to have it. Most yards in NFL history by a quarterback in his first or second career start. And looked every bit of it. It wasn't, there was nothing false. And Zach Taylor talked after the game, talking about how, you know, just being kind of in amazement at Jake balling out and them kind of riding the hot hand on that one. But about how there wasn't really it wasn't a false confidence in the team. The team really felt it this week. They felt the energy in practice. They felt Jake's energy being good. And everybody felt rejuvenated a little bit this week in practice. And that was consistent from across the locker room a little bit. And we heard that during the week a little bit. But you never know. I mean, we've heard that before until you get out here. But then it all changed when they really started getting it going. They did have a real confidence in themselves coming out in this one. And then you end up, you know, thinking they're still going to botch it because you get the deep ball to Chase, where Chase said greatest thing ever. They ran them out of the coverages they were doing it into base, and on 3rd and 1, they bring everybody up. Credit my man James Rapine, was sitting right next to me tonight. He He said, oh, deep ball to Chase. Here it is. They left him one-on-one. And sure enough, I mean, we were seeing the same thing. You have to do it. Browning thought it too. And throws the perfect ball to him. And from that point, multiple people said that was really a turning point for everybody in this game. But doing that, making that play, you get Chase running backwards. He said he was feeling, he felt like being evil tonight. He said pulling towels, talking trash, doing the disrespectful run backwards. Jake got hit on that throw. I mean, to make that throw, get hit, said he didn't even see the ball in the air. He just was watching on the screen, watching Jamar run backwards through the end zone. You know, and he was so calm. After the game, you know, Jake, he's just sort of aw shucks. Yeah, felt good to have a good game, you know. What are you going to do with the game ball? I hope I don't lose it. I'm not good with memorabilia. I lose things, you know. I'm not really feeling that. It's not really in a reflection right now. You're kind of still in game mode. You know, you just had a good game. Felt good. Made the throws that I needed to make. Everybody may have played great around me. You know, very matter of fact and nonchalant. And I think the team has fed off that through this tough stretch of coming off the Burrow injury, last week's debacle, and fed off his injury, his energy that he's feeding out there. And, you know, it clearly has meant something. That said, no one saw this. No one saw this coming. QB1 material. That's it. I don't, certainly looked like one. He played better tonight than maybe any game Burrow played this year, you know, or up there. Certainly by the numbers. And that's saying something. That's saying something. So what an incredible night here. You know, the Bengals run for 156 yards on the ground. The Chase Brown thing worked. You have to wonder where that's been. And we don't, more importantly, we do not have to talk endlessly about the ridiculous Tyler Boyd interception. The play call. Everything's going. They're moving the ball up and down the field. Jake Browning can't throw incompletions. And we're getting a second trick play. Another ball thrown by a receiver. This one directly to Josh Allen for interception. Just wild stuff. That one right after you got the Dax Hill dropped interception in the end zone for a Parker Washington touchdown. And you're thinking, oh man, those two plays, they're going to ruin this whole thing. You know, they're out gaining them and doing everything else. But it ended up being enough. Quite a night here in Jacksonville. Bengals back in it. The Jake Browning game. And, you know, they got life. They got life. Hate seeing what happened to Trevor Lawrence tonight. I'm so sick of watching quarterbacks go down and ruining what's going on in this league right now. It's brutal. But you know, C.J. Beathard came in and did what I guess backup quarterbacks do tonight. 9-10 for 63. But the Bengals find a way to win. Because what did Jake Browning do at the end? Clutch drive. Made all the plays. Give Jamar a chance. He makes a bobble catch. Finds T. Higgins on a third and long. Of course he did. Made every play. And you see him laughing in the huddle. He said he was giving Jamar a hard time about not getting the first down on the play before that when he made all those moves near the sideline and damn near still did. Just enjoying it. Relaxed. I must have heard the word poised used a million times in the locker room. You know, in a loud environment and a lot of crazy stuff going on, a ton of poise, doing everything you'd ever want a quarterback to do. QB1 material. Certainly looked at tonight, no doubt. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I've got an early flight in the morning. I have a story up for you, too, so you make sure you check all that out. And we will talk to you soon here on Hear That Podcast Ground. So have a good one, everybody.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.